الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
In this episode, we invite you to listen to the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with the Supreme Assembly of Commanders and Officials of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, on August 17, 2023, in the Imam Khomeini Hosseinia. Treat other nations with justice and equitably, even if they do not have the same beliefs. Hatred of a people means, even if they are opposed to you, you should not be unfair when dealing with them. Well, the regimes whose actions are based on injustice are essentially opposed to the Islamic system. England was once the richest country in Europe. Where did it get its wealth from? From India, from the Indian subcontinent, and from the Americans when they were occupied by Britain. They gained their wealth by stealing the interests of others. France became a rich country. It was able to pursue scientific work. Where did it get its wealth from? From Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia, and the French regions in Africa and Latin America. The rest were the same. The basis for carrying out their actions was exploitation. Since they knew how to sail and they were located by the sea, they were able to go everywhere. They initially did these things using trickery and deceptions. But when they obtained guns, they were able to forcefully seize the interests of other nations.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Well, it is clear that these governments' powers and regimes are against a system that is based on standing against the oppression of nations and opposes interference in the affairs of other nations. That is how it is. And yet, you see some political analysts sitting around analyzing what the Islamic Revolution, the Islamic system, and the Islamic Republic have done that has caused certain countries to oppose it. Is an analysis even needed? It is obvious. This is the issue. The diabolic colonialist system is unable of being on good terms with a system such as the Islamic system. The next point is that the Islamic system believes in the dignity of human beings. Human beings because they are human beings, not just human beings who are of a certain region, race, or skin color. Indeed, we have honored the children of Adam. The Holy Quran, Surah 17, Ayah 70. This is what the Quran says.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.